1 Kings, chapter 11. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, Hittites, of the nations which Yahweh said to the children of Israel, "You shall not go into them, neither shall they come into you. Surely they will turn away your heart after their Elohim." Solomon clung to these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned his heart away. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away after other Elohim, and his heart was not perfect with Yahweh his Elohim, as the heart of his father David. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the Elohim of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and did not go fully after Yahweh as David his father did. And then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is in front of Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he do for all his strange wives, who burnt incense and sacrificed to their Elohim. And Yahweh was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, who had appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other Elohim. But he did not keep that which Yahweh commanded. Wherefore Yahweh said to Solomon, "For as much as this is done of you, and you've not kept my covenant and my statutes which I've commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you and will give it to your servant. Notwithstanding, in your days I will not do it for David your father's sake. I will rend it out of the hand of your son. Howbeit, I will not tear away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to your son for David my servant's sake and for Jerusalem's sake which I've chosen." Yahweh stirred up an adversary to Solomon, Hadad, the Edomite. He was of the king's seed in Edom. For it came to pass, when David was in Edom, and Joab, the captain of the host, was gone up to bury the slain, after he had smitten every male in Edom. For 6 months did Joab remain there with all Israel, till he had cut off every male in Edom, that Hadad fled, he and certain Edomites of his father's servants, with him, to go to Egypt. Hadad yet being a little child, and they rose up out of Midian, and came to Paran, and they took men with them out of Paran, and they came to Egypt, to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, which gave him a house, and appointed him food, and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him to wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of Taphinis, the queen. And the sister of Taphinis bore him Genubath, his son, whom Taphinis weaned in the Pharaoh's house. And Genubath was in Pharaoh's household among the sons of Pharaoh. And when Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab, the captain of the host, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me depart, that I may go to my own country." And then Pharaoh said to him, "But what have you lacked with me, that you seek to go to your own country?" And he answered, "Nothing. However, let me go in any case." And Yahweh stirred him up another adversary, Rezon, the son of Eliada, which fled from his master Hadadezer, king of Zobah. And he gathered men to him, and became captain over a band, when David slew them of Zobah. And they went to Damascus, and dwelt there, and reigned in Damascus. And he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, beside the mischief that Hadad did. And he hated Israel, and reigned over Syria. And Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite of Zereda, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king. And this was the cause that he lifted up his hand against the king. Solomon built Milo, and repaired the breaches of the city of David his father. And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass at that time, when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahia, the Shilonite, found him in the way, and he had clothed himself with a new garment, and they too were alone in the field. And Ahia caught the new garment that was on him, and tore it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, "Take to yourself 10 pieces, for thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, I will tear the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and I will give 10 tribes to you. But he will have 1 tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. Because they that have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the Elohim of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the Elohim of the Moabites, and Milcom, the Elohim of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways, and to do that which is right in my eyes, to keep my statutes and my judgments, as David his father did. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it to you, 10 tribes. And to his son I will give 1 tribe, so that David my servant may have a light way always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I've chosen to put my name there. And I will take you, and you will reign according to all that your soul desires, and you shall be king over Israel. And it will be, if you will listen to all that I command you, and will walk in my ways, and do that which is right in my sight, and to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with you, and build you a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel to you. But I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever." Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam, and Jeroboam rose up and fled to Egypt, to Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. And the rest of the acts of Solomon, and all that he did, and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the acts of Solomon? And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years, since Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David, his father, and Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. End of chapter 1.